Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For those of you who want a reprieve from this seemingly endless winter, there's a place to go. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports the Boston Flower and Garden Show is now open.
Head down the escalator of the World Trade Center in the Seaport District, and you'll see a pink and white ticket booth opening into a massive windowless room. It's filled with more than 2 million flowers. And immediately, you're greeted by the fragrance of lavender and fresh mulch.
Welcome, everyone!
Most visitors here are looking for the same thing.
We love the flowers. And, of course, the time of year to come out and see this away from the snow.
Yeah, try to think right now of snow in your eye. And of your mind, you can't see it. All you can see is flowers in green, you know? It's great.
Patty and Ronnie Lassonde have been coming for decades, but it's their first time in this location. For more than 100 years, Massachusetts Horticultural Society, MassHort, had run the event. But in 2008, that tradition ended. Since 2010, it's been managed by the Needham-based company, Paragon Group. And with management change came a location change. Now the space is about half the size. While some folks weren't so happy about the move, Ronnie Lassonde doesn't mind. He's busy admiring a mosaic boulder.
Yeah, they chiseled it all out, and then they inlaid it right in with the stained glass. It's beautiful. It's a work of art.
Wow. Prancing past that work of art is a little girl in a bright pink tutu.
Flower!
3.5-year-old Lila Cohen isn't interested in the artistry, the real doves nearby, or even the flowers.
I want to see the train.
She drags her parents and grandparents over to a set of tracks with tiny trains chugging along. This display captures an entire estate in miniature. Landscape designer Jim Donahue helped construct it.
Everything is 29 times smaller than in reality, basically. So when we were trying to figure out the heights of trees and things, we would look at the mature height of an elm tree and say, okay, 29 times smaller would be 3.5 feet. So that's what we'd go for. So we did the math to try and make it look real.
There's even a miniature chateau there, made of items such as cinnamon sticks and pistachio shells. Donahue says it's a challenge to make displays tiny and realistic. And so is getting the plants to cooperate.
How did you make sure they were blooming right now, today?
Well, through forcing. So they were in greenhouses over the course of the winter, and we kept on moving them from warmer to cooler greenhouses until we got them to the stage we needed them, and then we held them very cold until the show. And then they bloom right at the correct time.
By the time the Boston Flower and Garden Show closes on Sunday evening, the show's organizers predict about 60,000 people will stop by for a spring break. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.